Think a bit of history tonight. I think that's the first penalty shooter. We're trying to rack our brains. We can't remember any more. Certainly not competitive ones, anyway.
No. So. To be honest, I'm glad because I've never won one. I've won one as a player.
Yeah.
Did I win that? I can't remember. I might have done it under 11s or something like that. But any senior ones, I think we had one in the FA Trophy quarter final that we lost. And everyone that I've had since, at college and things like that, we've always lost. So.
Oh, well. But I suppose looking at the game tonight, I mean, obviously 3-1 down early on ish, I suppose. And, a lot of good character.
Brilliant character, but more so, Steve, I think great play. Really good play, we've said it all along, the future of this club is what we start bringing through. And, you look at the young lads who've started tonight, I think every single one of them, to a man, deserves a huge pat on the back. They're doing excellent. And the lads who got introduced from the bench as well. Michael Taylor come on from the bench and looked lively and possibly on another day, probably a little bit nervous and snatched at the chance that he had. But other than that, I'm absolutely delighted with the young lads and the older players as well, because the way that they conducted themselves in helping the young lads and encouraging them and trying to make it, because a lot of them would have been nervous there. It's probably the biggest game he played in up to now. So for them to go on as they have done and be encouraged by the older players and take on board what's been said to them, I think it's fantastic. And I'm buzzing, obviously. Gutted to lose the penalty shootout, more so for them than for the fans, because I know that it would have been nice to progress into the competition. But, the way that we've kept ourselves tonight, and I've got nothing but pride.
The thing is about this competition, it gets a lot of bad press to a certain extent, a lot of apathy from crowds and whatever. But it's an ideal opportunity for yourself and other managers of the other teams. If the obviously you go into to win everything you can play for, but it gives you a perfect opportunity to put some of the young lads in, like you said. And also like for example Callum Burns, who didn't have the easiest of debuts on Saturday.
No.
He's had a good game tonight and played himself in there.
Yeah, that's 90 minutes. Callum's had missed out on a lot of football over the past months, really. But you think just on tonight's show, and you can see the quality that he's got and what he's going to bring to the table. So it's great for him to get 90 minutes. Good for also for John Wersnop, who I thought was absolutely outstanding. In his organisation, the way that he moved everybody about, and his distribution from the back is first class. It's what we really need. So every single one of them deserves a great pat on the back, and that includes the lads who've just come in and just had a little taste of what it's like, in the first team. The lads who haven't even got on the pitch, it's a good experience for them. And I would imagine when we go to training on Thursday, there'll be lots of stories flying about. I know for a fact that the regular first team lads that have played tonight are singing the praises in of the young lads, so that'll get passed around the first team. And also whilst the development squad's training there, and there's two young lads there from the academy as well who've had a little bit of experience of it. So, it's been a great night all round, albeit on the end of a...
There's always more positives out of this game than negatives,
without a shadow of a doubt, and on the end of a penalty defeat, but hey-ho.
And Saturday, I suppose, now we've got to think about the big one. There's been a couple of, obviously, poor defeats. Obviously Saturday and the Charlie game, and Russia also. There's a lot to put right now.
It is, there is. And we spoke about it on Saturday, we'll speak about it again tomorrow night, on Thursday night at training. But the fact doesn't alter that our lads aren't a bad side. On Saturday, we spoke before the game, on Saturday if you look at another day, we're 4-0, 3-0 up at half time, and the game's changed. It's them fine margins that we're just dealing with at the moment. I thought it might have been tonight as well in the first half. We've had a couple of pretty clear-cut chances that have been blocked, but so you can say it's good defending by New Mills. On another day, they don't get blocked, they go in the back of the net, and I think that's where we've been at over the past couple of weeks, to be honest.
And the other thing as well with the league form is, and the league position is, dropped to 9th in the table, but it's actually 2 points off the playoffs. It's tight as anything, as it always is.
A game in hand or two in hand and stuff like that after tonight. So it will be tight. Yeah. It will be tight. What we've got to do is learn from what happened last year and the amount of points we dropped, it and needless points. We